With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Kremlin says it regrets the expiration of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the United States, while President Trump says he's against keeping its limits and wants a better deal. Now, the end of the New START treaty left no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in more than a half century. Russian leader Vladimir Putin expressing readiness Thursday to stick to the pact's limits for another year if Washington agrees. But Mr. Trump wants a new pact. The treaty was signed in 2010, extended in 2025 for five more years. The U.S. and Russian talks in Abu Dhabi leading to a resumption of military communications between the two powers.
The agreement emerged from a meeting between senior Russian and American military officials in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, according to the U.S. military in Europe. High-level military communication was suspended in 2021 as relations between Moscow and Washington became increasingly strained ahead of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Meanwhile, talks in Abu Dhabi between American, Russian, and Ukrainian officials on ending the war entered a second day. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump delivering a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast.
The president spoke at the annual gathering of political and religious leaders.
You know, I've done more for religion than any other president.
During his speech, Donald Trump questioned how a person of faith can be a Democrat. He cursed several times and called one Republican lawmaker a moron. He concluded by listing his administration's religion-related accomplishments and discussing the importance of prayer.
Quite simply, prayer is America's superpower.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A leading medical organization takes a stand against transgenderism.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has released new guidelines urging doctors not to perform sex change operations on children. The ASPS is the largest medical group in the country to reject transgender surgeries, and it's a bold step. Plastic surgeons are the doctors most likely to perform the procedures, and it makes them a lot of money. The American Medical Association has responded to the ASPS statement by taking a neutral stance. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. Imposing fresco of heaven and hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the cleaning. Vatican Museum says the scaffolding, however, will partially obstruct the view of the fresco, which might upset a lot of people. This is SRN News. Some major changes are coming to Pizza Hut. Here's Bill Alexander.
Plans are to close 250 U.S. restaurants in the first half of this year as its parent company considers a sale of the chain. Yum! Brand said it's targeting underperforming Pizza Hut restaurants in its system. Pizza Hut has more than 6,000 locations in the United States. The chain has struggled with outdated stores and growing competition.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Sharp drops hitting Wall Street as tech stocks sank and Bitcoin plunged again to roughly half its record price set last fall. S&P 500 fell 84 points. It is the sixth loss in the last 7 days since it hit an all-time high. Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 592 points on the day, and the NASDAQ Composite sank 363. More details, srnnews.com.